Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 1:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's Top 5 with me, Bardia Honador. Saudi Arabia continues its relentless bombardment of its impoverished neighbor, Yemen. The latest airstrikes targeted different districts of the northern Sa'ada province, killing at least four civilians. The fighter jets earlier struck a gas station in Raza district in Sa'ada province. Seven people, including women and children, also lost their lives in airstrikes on the province of Jowf and Sa'ada on Tuesday. The Saudi invasion of Yemen began on March the 26th and has so far left nearly 4,300 people dead. Our correspondent Mohammed Al-Attab joins us now via satellite from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Mohammed, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the recent Saudi bombardment of Yemen.
Yes, the Saudi warplanes have continued their air bombardment of different Yemeni cities. They have also targeted the Sa'ada and Al Jowf, especially that in Al Jowf the army and the Ansar Allah fighters have drove out and defeated its agents in Yemen, especially in Al Yatama and also in the Khabash Sha'af and also in Khanjar, which is one of the regions which have been controlled by these extremists. But so far, it was an attempt by the Saudi Arabia in order to stage a new war against the Ansar Allah in Sa'ada. But this attempt has been foiled, and these elements have been defeated by the army and the Ansar Allah, and most of the Yemeni territories have been already controlled by the army and the Ansar Allah in order to put an end to the attempts and that aim at inciting a sectarian war in the country. So far, also the Saudi air bombardments have also targeted residential houses in the capital Sana'a, where these houses, some reports claim that they belong to officers who are also waging a war against the retaliatory war against the Saudi Arabia on the borders. But so far, these attempts and these bombardments of Yemeni citizens on the residential areas, as human rights activists slam such a move, as this hasn't happened in the world's history. For while you are waging a war, these forces are on the borders with Saudi Arabia, and that if the Yemenis say if they are brave enough to fight, they should fight those soldiers and officers who are on the borders, not to fight back their families and their houses or their residential areas. So far, also the defense ministry has been also targeted, which is one of the oldest buildings in Yemen. It dates back to more than 500 years ago. There are no munitions stockpile or anything. There are just only offices for this Ministry of Defense, but it's also close to the old city of Sana'a, okay, which is one of the oldest cities in the world. So the people of Yemen has slammed such continued and more what they describe a moral war on Yemen.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Press TV's Mohammed Al-Attab joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.